I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 778, The Yes and No of Faith. The trouble is, we forget that faith is both and, it's not either or. It's a yes and a no. When faith says yes to God, it automatically says no to other things, other people, other commitments, other loves, other plans, and other kingdoms. Jesus told us we can't serve two masters. We can't seek two kingdoms. But boy, do we try. And when we do, our love for God and for others begins to look a little schizophrenic, a little chaotic, and inconsistent. Let's explore the yes and no of faith. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And that's a single-minded kind of love that focuses on loving God, and that love then just oozes and spills out into our love for those around us. When God called Abraham to leave the land of the Chaldeans and to go to the land that God would show him, Abraham left. He didn't ask for a contract. He didn't try to negotiate terms. He practiced the words of the old hymn. He trusted and obeyed. It was both a yes and a no, and he knew it. No, I'm going to have to leave my community and home. I can't stay here. No, I'm going to have to make some new friends. I'm going to have to leave some behind. No, I won't always be comfortable. I don't know where this road's taking me. No, I don't have control over every part of my life. But it's also a yes. Yes, I believe this God is the God. And yes, I trust Him to lead me and provide for me. And yes, even in hard times, I will carry on because He is good. It doesn't work to say yes to God and yes to the world. Abraham's nephew Lot tried that, and his story ends in a cave of darkness, drunkenness, and despair. In the New Testament, Demas tried that, and it ultimately didn't work for him either. Paul writes to young Timothy, "Demas, having loved this present world, has deserted me." In John Bunyan's classic book, Pilgrim's Progress, Bunyan shows how many people joined Christian on his pilgrimage to the heavenly city, but then they fell by the wayside because they wouldn't say no to lesser things. One more example, good old Mo. In the book of Hebrews, Moses got it right. He understood and lived out, okay, for the most part, he lived out the yes and no of faith. Hebrews 11:24-26. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. Yes and no, all over those verses. Here's the great question. What has the yes of your faith also said no to? And how do you feel about that? Jeremiah 17 says, "But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit." Let's pray this prayer from 1thessalonians4:17.wordpress.com. Heavenly Father, You have always been faithful and gracious to me. There are times when I depend on my own strength and I get so exhausted on doing things on my own, forgetting that I have a God who is the only source of all strength. Forgive me, Lord, for my shortcomings to You, and may I always be obedient to Your will, not mine. May I always trust in Your timing, not mine. For You know what is best for me. I love You. I long to be in Your tender mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, I pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 779. In the meantime, when we start to focus on the kingdom of God and let other things go with a no, sometimes wonderful things begin to happen. Francis Dorff wrote, "Lightening the load." The first thing we have to do is to notice that we've loaded down this camel with so much baggage we'll never get through the desert alive. Something has to go. Then we can begin to dump the 1,000 things we've brought along until even the camel has to go. And we're walking barefoot on the desert sand. There's no telling what might happen then. But I've heard that someone walking this way has seen a burning bush. The yes and no of faith. Podcast family.